is the extraordinarily talented Chrissy Foster, playing the handpan. We'll be hearing more from Chrissy later. This is a podcast for the Borough of Poole Arts Service, and in this episode, we'll be finding out about some of the help available for carers in Bournemouth and Poole. We'll also be experiencing the joy of song with... So today we're focusing on the work of carers. According to Carers UK, there are an estimated 6.5 million people caring for a loved one who is older, disabled or seriously ill. That amounts to 1 in 8 of us. Caring for a loved one can be tough and can have a huge impact on our daily lives. Often carers are the ones holding families together and ensuring their loved ones get the most out of life. If you're in Poole or Bournemouth, there is help out there. I spoke to Debbie Hyde from the Carers Resource Information and Support Programme to get some advice.
Well, the first step along the road is to actually realise you're a carer. People find that really hard to acknowledge, their husbands, wives, daughters. And often they associate the word carer with a care worker rather than a family member or a friend. So that's the first step. The next step is finding out that there is support out there. So we work quite hard with to engage with GP surgeries and to advertise ourselves and obviously the staff within adult social care. And we get people to join our information service. That's sort of the first line. We just say then you'll know a phone number to ring, what's out there, you'll get a newsletter, and you'll just know that there is support as and when you want it.
If you'd like more information on the Carers Resource Information and Support Programme to sign up for their newsletters, go to crispweb.org. At the beginning of this episode, you heard the director of the Carefree Choir, Chrissy Foster. The Borough of Poole Arts Service worked with the Carers Resource Information and Support Programme to set up a choir for carers. I asked Debbie how it came about.
The Carers Choir came about from a project that was running in Poole, and Poole Arts Service were interested in creating choir leaders and having community choirs, and so I've worked with them a little bit in the past, and Anna approached me and said, did I think it was a go for carers, which I did, because it's so uplifting and it's a mood enhancer, and I think that choir is probably the best support group we've got going. They swap phone numbers, they all understand completely if somebody can't appear 1 week, and one of them was telling me the other day that if somebody feels a bit out of sorts because they've got to know each other because they meet every week, then they don't start singing until they're right and they've, you know, bottomed out whatever it is, so, and they come away feeling better.
Let's hear from the Arts Programme Manager at the Arts Service, Anna Shields.
The Carers Choir is for anyone who lives in Bournemouth and Poole who cares for somebody with a long-term health condition or disability. And for those carers, it's often the only thing that they do during the week that they do for themselves. Some people care 24 hours a day for a member of the family, and that has a huge strain sometimes on people's relationships and people's health. But just coming out and being with other people who understand their situation and singing some really joyful music is so rewarding and beneficial.
I sat in one of their rehearsals and spoke to the choir director.
I'm Chrissy Foster, and I'm the music director for Carefree Choir. Singing creates a chemical in your brain which creates happiness. Some of them here only get 2 hours a week away from their caring, and this is the freedom they get. We got some money for a community choir festival in Wimborne this year, and they sang by themselves, and there was 12 of them, and that was lovely. They felt really proud. They've made lifelong friends since being here. They all help each other, and they're just their own caring entity, and it's absolutely lovely. Oh, yeah.
Here's Sally and Michelle to tell us what the choir means to them.
I just think it gives us, well, personally, me, it gives me great support. I feel well supported, but also when I come, I just feel uplifted and I'm completely in the zone here. I'm not thinking about my dad. I'm just consciously with the singing, and that's so important, just learning those notes and resonating with it. And I just so enjoy it. And I think it's quite subtle, the confidence it gives you, because you come on, you get excited as opposed to nervous. You're more excited when you go to the gigs, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Over the years, because we've been doing it now 3 years. I can only speak for myself, but I feel more confident in, and I've taken that confidence into my own personal life. And I think that really, really helps. And you feel so uplifted. But when you sing together, it's just amazing, that thrill, because you hear, just hear this sound.
There's a lot of fun, I think, as well, because we, you know, we look at each other across the room, and you know, we might make a bit of an error or something, and we all have a bit of a quiet giggle.
Yes.
And it does add to that, I think, what Michelle's saying, that whole feeling of togetherness, really. Does revolve around the person that needs the care, there's no doubt about that. And I mean, you know, I can go out and have a coffee and meet up with people and all that, but really only for a couple of hours, you know, because you have to think about that person at home, what they're going to need, how they're going to get on, and your life really does revolve around them, there's no doubt about that.
Many of the choir members mentioned that they found it a release, even describing it as a mental workout, a place where for 2 hours every week they can just focus on the singing. They have a lot of fun, and the choir provides great opportunity to socialise with other carers for support. The Carefree Choir rehearses every Monday between 10:30 and 12 p.m. at St Osmond's Church Hall in Parkstone. For more information, you can contact Chrissy, whose contact details are on the chrisweb.org website. I'll leave the final word to Debbie.
And what would you say to people who are a bit unsure about going along to these events and these choirs?
Oh, they're really friendly. They all know what it's like to walk into a room full of strangers. And so the one thing that is there is a warm welcome.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Borough of Poole Arts Service. In the next episode, you'll be hearing about the Alternative Visions exhibition, which is coming to Poole Museum in 2018, and you'll hear from Alison Walker on art as therapy.